RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
One more time on the road until we get to Washington Commanders training camp. How about that? Last show on the road. We're in Denver. We're packing up. We're out of here soon. VCU is out of the NCAA tournament, lost yesterday to BYU. We'll dive into it. AWOD joins. We'll hear from the players. We'll hear inside the locker room. We'll hear from Coach Ryan Odom. We'll talk about what's next. We'll talk about this game. We'll get VCU from all the angles. We'll freshen up your bracket as well, and if you think the madness is done on the fan, you are quite incorrect. First off, we're going to hand it over to Westwood One. Live national coverage of the tournament is going to take you the entire rest of the calendar day today, well past midnight when they wrap this thing up. As you know, these games go into the night, so you can look forward to that. That's coming up here. Of course, the games start at noon. We're with you for a little while. Got a couple of giveaways for you. Another King's Dominion giveaway. Got a 4-pack of tickets to King's Dominion coming in this segment. And we got tickets to the Washington Wizards game tonight. If you need to turn the corner quickly, I guess this is the way to do it. Go to another basketball game. Wizards in town in D.C. tonight. If we got any D.C. fans that can go tonight, we'll give you your chance to call and win at about 10:15. So hang on, stay tuned for that. There's a lot to look back on. There's a lot to look forward on. Start with this. That was a devastated locker room yesterday. They felt like they could win, and I think for large portions of the game, played well enough to win. I don't think that's an exaggeration. It's the 4 minutes before halftime, the 4 minutes after halftime. The breakdowns add up, and tip of the hat to BYU. It's going to be a theme for me today. I think BYU played fantastic basketball. I think they were ready for what was coming their way. I think they were. I think they understood the importance of winning this game after losing to an A-10 team last year. They played near flawless basketball. And I think there'll be a lot for Wisconsin tomorrow. I think that will be I think that'll be a good basketball game in a tournament that has had some wild basketball games so far. Will Wade going up big, then hanging on. Gonzaga going to take a run at Houston to see if they can keep that Sweet 16 streak going, which is absolutely insane to me. Would be the longest in NCAA history if they could do it, and what a win it would be for them to do it. That's tomorrow. Of course, you'll hear that here on the fanest part of Westwood One's coverage of the NCAA tournament. We're focusing on VCU right now, though, and we'll diagnose the game with AWOD. But in the locker room after, a lot of stunned faces. They didn't think it would end like this. And I think also they were hurt that it ended, period, because this was a group that enjoyed being around each other. Here's Zeb Jackson on everything they went through this year.
I mean, they lifelong relationships. Like, I couldn't ask to be around better guys. I don't know. I feel like this is just something we'll always remember, and I love these guys for life. And I think the coolest part about all of this is, like, it's way more than basketball. Like, we spent so many days together playing basketball, but outside of that, it's just way more than that. And yeah, I mean, I think it's awesome to see how basketball works in that way.
I think it's also poignant to see, because it's kind of the end of these two-year, multi-year relationships, at least until college athletics fixes whatever college athletics needs to fix, because it's is more and more rare to see a group of guys stay together for 2 years like this. And, you know, Zeb may have another year if he wants it. It's going to be a very different looking program that he comes back to. The page turns quickly Ryan Odom's going to have offers. UVA obviously has made overtures. I'll say this. I would be surprised if Maryland isn't in on that. That is a crazy situation going on at Maryland. I don't know if you guys are following this. This is insane, though. So Kevin Willard is the Maryland coach. Damon Evans is the athletic director. So they've had squabbles, apparently, about how much money to infuse into the basketball program. Now, that is a primo program, right? Maryland men's basketball. A lot of history, a lot of tradition there. But also, they need to be better at football. They're in the Big Ten. That's the money sport. So the coach is unhappy. Kevin Willard, the coach, has been kind of openly flirting with Villanova with their opening there. Damon Evans, the athletic director, apparently thinking about taking off to SMU to be the athletic director there, football powerhouse in the ACC. So this all comes to a head yesterday. Kevin Willard does his pre-tournament press conference. Somebody asked him about the job, like, are you going to stay here? Because they got a good team. They could be a Sweet 16 team. We'll see them play today. Kevin Willard says, well, you know, I was given an offer to stay, but it's hard to negotiate when your athletic director is leaving for SMU. Throws him out there right in front of everybody. So they got something going on there. Maybe a new athletic director and a new basketball coach coming in at Maryland. I think Ryan Odom would be a really good fit there. And I think, cover your ears, Who's Talking fans, I think Maryland's a better job than Virginia right now, point blank. It's a Big Ten gig. There's two power conferences right now. They've got the resources. They've got the Under Armour hook. I'm not going to suggest it's lopsided or anything, but I think it's a better job right now than the Virginia job. I do. Now, I think there's a lot of pull to Virginia. Obviously, the history of the ACC and Ryan Odom's family ties there and all of that. I think there will be pulls to VCU as well. Ryan Odom didn't want to talk about it after the game, quite understandably. I think that the argument for VCU is compelling as well. There is no football team. 100% of the resources are going to go to you. The challenge, of course, is going to be a rebuilding year. It's going to be a full rebuilding year there in at VCU. Do you want to go through that if you've got offers to go rebuild at a power conference? You're going to be rebuilding either way. You want to do it with an ACC logo on your polo or with the A-10 logo on your polo? That's no disrespect to VCU. That's the reality right now. Reality is you're building a new team every year. You're assembling a new squad every year. And you got to do it one way or the other. It's not stay at VCU and have continuity, right? The Shaka dilemma. It's stay at VCU and rebuild, or go to another school and rebuild. And so I certainly, that's going to be the main topic of conversation here in the coming days, the coming weeks, maybe the coming months, but I doubt it. I bet we'll get pretty quick resolution here. UVA needs a coach. Maryland may need a coach. There will be suitors. I told you yesterday at the beginning of the show, I've been told repeatedly, nothing is done, but the people who are in the know believe Ryan Odom won't be the coach here next year. Now, I think the nothing's done reflects more on Ryan Odom having options as opposed to UVA, you know, having any sort of cold feet. I think they want to lock him down, and I think it could be an embarrassing search for them if they don't lock him down, which is good if you're the kind of coach who's out there negotiating, trying to figure out what to do. That's the future. That sets up what we'll be talking about all next week on this program. Certainly, you know, nobody covers VCU basketball like The Fan. I was proud of our shows all week long, all season long, A-10 tournament. And then now the NCAA tournament. They didn't get the job done at the big show, but certainly a respectable effort. No tourney win since 2016, but they're unquestionably the class of the A-10. They are unquestionably the team to beat going into next year, no matter what their roster looks like, just by virtue of being VCU, by virtue of those resources. That's where we stand right now at the end of the season here. And as we turn the corner, but we still got more basketball to watch and listen to all day long, of course, here on The Fan. And we got more giveaways for you. All right, so now's the time to call in. 833 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. If you would like to win a four-pack of tickets to King's Dominion, it's the theme park. You've heard of it, and they've got a new roller coaster. It's called Raptera. Conquer the skies during spring break at King's Dominion on the all-new Raptera, the world's tallest and longest launched wing coaster. Speed through the air like the legendary Jungle Hawk with an intense initial launch, plunging dives, inversions, and sweeping turns. King's Dominion opens March 29th. That is 1 week and one day.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
From today, get your tickets at kingsdominion.com. We saw the video on YouTube. We were watching that before the game. They posted a video of people riding Raptera. It looks cool. We're going to have to go check that out. We're not eligible to win. Megan's holding it down in studio today. We're not eligible to win, but that doesn't mean we can't be excited for you to win a potential four-pack of tickets to King's Dominion. First caller, 833-804-0910. When we get back, we'll hear from VCU coach Ryan Odom. Certainly looking forward to getting his thoughts on the game and the season and... a season that reestablished VCU's dominance in the Atlantic 10. You can't go more than a couple of years without doing that or people start talking. So certainly an important season for VCU to be able to do that. An important season for the Rams. And whatever comes next, if it's a new coach, if it's whatever, six coaches in a row now have made the NCAA tournament. That's not about just the coaches. That's the administration. That's the atmosphere. That's the whole dang thing. So that's my sunny side up here on the morning after a VCU loss. With you until 11, Westwood One takes over. National coverage of the NCAA tournament will set the stage for that as well. Should be a great day. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to MP on the Mic. This MP is 910 The Fan. 105.1 FM. We are always worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Welcome aboard the Friday program, taking you up to NCAA tournament action right here on The Fan, courtesy of our national partners at Westwood One. We're done with the locals. VCU's out. No other A-10 team. Saw Bernadette McGlade in the hallway there yesterday representing the A-10. No teams left. They're going to have to take a good hard look in the mirror how to become a two-bid, three-bid league again, because there was talent in the league. Mason had talent. Dayton had talent. St. Joe's had talent. You run down the list, but one bid is certainly not going to get the job done there. I mentioned we have Wizards tickets. We have Wizards tickets tonight. Here's the deal. If you can go to the Wizards game tonight, give us a call, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. It's the Wizards and the Orlando Magic tonight at Capital One Arena, a little Friday night NBA action in addition to the NCAA tourney action. Give us a call. We'll make that happen for you if you're the first caller, 833-804-0910. Megan holding it down, doing a lot of contesting today. We certainly appreciate that. VCU coach Ryan Odom after the game. We'll play a lot of these clips here. We'll get to a lot of stuff. This is him talking about what experiencing the fan support has meant this season. And I love this because the fan support has unquestionably built throughout the year. The fan support has grown and grown, and you had a couple sellouts there to end the season, which was awesome, restoring VCU basketball back to its rightful place in the city hierarchy. Here's Ryan Odom on the fans.
You know, we talked about that after the game, you know, the joy that, you know, they brought us, and, you know, you have to play well, you know, in order to get, you know, fans to really engage with you and be a part of it. And certainly VCU has had a tremendous tradition and will continue to have a tremendous tradition over the years. And the connection between Ram Nation, you know, the Peppas, you know, everybody that is a vital part of making VCU basketball what it is, you know, gave us a ton of joy. I mean, they gave us a lift. We talked about after the game, you know, what D.C. was like, you know, playing in D.C. and being able to cut down the nets together and the confetti's falling and you have the chance of VCU going on and the Peppas are playing. The Devil went down to Georgia and it's like, okay, this is a pretty cool moment, you know, here. And so I'm thankful for, you know, to be at a place where, you know, people care so much. You know, it's not like that at every place. And clearly BYU they care about their place. VCU care about their place. And, you know, we're thankful for that.
That is VCU basketball coach Ryan Odom expressing his support for the fans and what it means to have a program behind him, and certainly something you figure that will be on his mind as he makes important life choices in the coming days. When he said Wednesday, I'm 100% focused on VCU and on winning this game, I just want you to know, I believe him. I think he was. I think that's true. I think he had a strong game plan. I think he poured everything he had into it. I think the better team won yesterday, and I don't think that's a reflection on VCU as so much as a reflection on BYU coming to play in a big moment in front of a lot of their fans as well. Here's Odom on his team.
This team has given, you know, me personally, you know, everybody involved in our program, you know, a tremendous amount of joy, you know, this year. Limited distractions. A collective focus, a determination to improve. They would come in every single day and laugh. You know, I talked to them about, you know, the amount of laughs that you know we had over the course of the season. And you know, every team that we're fortunate enough to coach or be a part of has one life to live, and this team lived a great life. And the seniors had a lot to do with that. You know, the upperclassmen, the two that transferred in, the, you know, three that, you know, that stayed and finished it out here. They brought championships. They brought fun times. They brought exciting plays. They brought character. They did their job in school. That the group had a 3.29, you know, GPA in the first semester. And just a lot to be proud of. And you know, I'm blessed to have been a part of it and to coach these guys.
Cool reflections from Ryan Odom, who enjoyed being around these guys. They enjoyed being around him. A special group, even by VCU standards. You know, we got to clarify that, right? There've been a lot of special groups coming through here. Only one Final Four team, but a lot of special groups. This is one of those special groups. They will be remembered, and we had some fun along the way. Certainly, anytime you win an A-10 title, anytime you achieve the things these guys achieved this year, you're going to be remembered. But that was something special to mention their GPA, mention the off the court, everything else. Certainly does not go on deaf ears here. You saw the joy every time they played, and as we wrap up the season and as we get ready for change and potentially big change, certainly don't let it pass without appreciating what happened and why it happened. One more here from the locker room. Here's Joe Bamisil. One last conversation with him this year as he steps out his final game in college. You know, to go out, he couldn't make the threes fall early, but boy, he stormed back in a big time way. 4 for 10 at the end of the game from behind the arc, 18 points. He was where he needed to be in the second half, just demonstrating that short attention, short memory that he's got, his ability to reset, to focus. It was great to see him go out. making some shots. Unfortunately, not with the win, but always a great conversation. Here's Joe Bamisil one more time.
Hey, just that stretch right before halftime, then coming out of halftime. Anything you can put your finger on that they're just able to pull away there in that stretch?
We gave up some execution stuff that we worked on that we weren't trying to give up. And it's like the mistakes we made, they capitalized on all of them. And, you know, we can never quite get back over that 9-10 point hump.
You guys, I mean, fought to the finish. You got the shooting going again. What do you say about this team and its ability to continue fighting?
You know, it sucks that we have to, lose. But at the end of the day, only one team is going to win, end their season winning. Proud of how we responded, but came up short.
Hard to think of in this moment, but these guys, we talked yesterday about how much you enjoy playing with them. What are you gonna take as a memory from this season with these guys?
Just everything. I enjoyed the day-to-day more than I've ever with any other team, so just gonna appreciate what we had. And anytime I look back on this team, I'm gonna have a lot more good to remember than bad.
Appreciate it, Joe. Thanks. Sure.
Now, you heard the applause behind Joe Bamisil there at the start. One of the particular cruelties of the tournament, they're running four games through in a day, so the locker rooms get subdivided into two locker rooms. As VCU's in there, and it's whisper silent, you can hear a pin drop in there. In the next locker room over, Yale's getting itself hyped up. Yale's trying to get ready to go pull the upset on A&M. They're firing themselves up. The tournament goes on. With or without you. It marches from 68 down to 1, and VCU left by the wayside there in the first round. Lots more to get to for sure today. Lots more to break down about the game. We'll have our friend Awad come do that as we get ready to pack up here in Denver, live in Denver show on a Friday morning. We're on alert here, expecting coaching news in the coming days, whether that's staying, whether that's going, whatever it is. Certainly sounds like it's going, but with these things, you never know. We've learned that over the years as well. Appreciate you joining us. Of course, the podcast is there for you. If you miss anything or have missed any of our tourney shows this week, search MP on the mic.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM to get it live and, of course, worldwide on the Odyssey app. We'll pause. We'll take a break. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Home of VCU Basketball, and soon enough, yes, it's time to turn the page. You're home for the Commanders and the Flying Squirrels in Richmond, Virginia. This is 910 The Fan.
Let's get the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. VCU falls to BYU. It was close than it wasn't. They fought their way back, but it was an 8-minute stretch there, 4 minutes at the end of the first half, 4 minutes at the start of the second half that did end the Rams. Awad joins me now from Awad Radio. You were courtside with Robbie and Rodney on the broadcast. What'd you see from this one?
Yeah, I mean, defensively, not good enough for VCU. 80 points, the most they've given up all year long. That was it right there. I thought that was the difference. I mean, you tell me VCU shoots 39% from three, hits 15 of them. Yeah. I'm telling you, they're winning every single game. They just gave up too many points. 38 points in the paint for BYU, 80 total. And, Coach Odom kind of mentioned this at the press conference. When you play BYU, you have a tendency to get scared of the three-point shot. But that's not really what burnt them. 7 of 20, and BYU was 2 of 10 in the second half. They gave VCU a chance to come back in this one, but the offensive rebounds for the Cougars were too much, and they lived at the free throw line. VCU was a team that was so good at drawing fouls all season long. They gave up 28 attempts for BYU. They make 19 points in the free throw line. That's the difference.
It's, you know, in the foul disparity, I think at one point it was 8 for VCU in the second half, 2 fouls on BYU. You can't win that way. And you get Firm and Bamboye with 4 each.
Yeah.
That was tough as well. You got foul trouble in the bigs early. That's changing the way the entire game's played.
Yeah, it wasn't the guards getting into foul trouble. I mean, so many times this season we saw Philip Russell or Joe or Zeb reach and get called for a foul. Today, it was, you know, their big men were bodying us down low. And Rodney talked about this. They were just padding their stats at times, missing a shot, getting their own rebound, and then they were fouled. And so, you know, it came down to the rebounds. 44 BYU, 14 offensive rebounds. That was a stat that VCU was so good at all season long. So just a few things let them down. You lose by 9 to a very good BYU team. Nothing to really be disappointed about. You just look at this game and you say, man, it was 24 apiece. And then in the second half, you cut it to 9, you cut it to 11. You had your chances, just couldn't get enough stops.
And you tip the hat to BYU. They played a flawless game. They capitalized on mistakes. They capitalized on turnovers. I'm prepared to pick this team to beat Wisconsin tomorrow. I think that was a complete team that came out ready to prove a point. And you know, I certainly don't reevaluate VCU season at all in light of today's game. Remains the best team in the Atlantic 10. Remains a great collection of basketball players. Didn't get the tournament win. We're still waiting on that one. But I tip of the hat to BYU. They played really well today.
Yeah, I mean, it's just a crazy emotional swing when you consider 3 wins, A-10 championship,
yep.
And then 4 days later, your season ends in the NCAA tournament first round to BYU. Bench points. The bench had been so good for VCU this season. Without Zeb Jackson, 4 bench points to 26 for BYU. So shout out to Zeb coming off the bench, hitting 23 at 5 of 10 from 3-point range. He probably had his best game of the season offensively. Just didn't get enough from Philip Russell, from Christian Furman, from Michael Bell, from Brandon Jennings, guys that had, you know, gotten them 4 or 6 points all season long. I mean, Philip Russell, 10-plus, but just 2 today. So, you know, I really thought that Coach Odom relied on his senior leadership. He got 12 from Clark, 12 from Shulga, 12 from Bamisil. Usually that's going to be enough to have you in a game, just not enough stops defensively. I think that's what it came down to. We knew we weren't going to beat this BYU team if they got 80 points.
They got 80 points. I love that he had the presence to bring in Obi and Terrence and Fats at the end. I thought that was a nice touch. And certainly, you know, they fought to the finish with about a minute left. You knew it was over. I love that he brought those guys in. The Terrence got a bucket. I thought it was a nice show of solidarity on a team that has certainly been known for its togetherness all season long.
Yeah, just disappointing to not have this game go down to the wire, right?
Yes.
You would have loved a 3-point shot attempt at the buzzer, like how George Mason's seasons end. You know, I know that's a heartbreaking fashion, but I'd rather have a 3 for the tie than to go out by 9. And like you said, give your freshman an opportunity there. Cool to get a moment where you kind of have a round of applause for Max, Joe, and Zeb. But I would have rather had this go down to the wire than getting a shot at the buzzer to maybe send us to overtime.
And it was a great atmosphere. It was packed house, more BYU fans, but the VCU fans were loud. When they cut it to 9, they were really loud. I thought it was a great showing by the VCU faithful and a group that's, you know, waited a couple of years to have this moment, to have a tournament moment. And, you know, now we turn the corner, though. We turn the page, and there's a lot of uncertainty on the other side, a lot of guys leaving. You know, maybe Zeb's not in that category. Maybe he comes back. But certainly your kind of heart and soul guys are all moving on now.
Yeah, that's why it was so important to get Luke Bamboye and Brandon Jennings, the minutes they got all season long. I mean, man, Jennings was so impressive. I mean, even today, in just 12 minutes, I thought he really showed up on the defensive end. Had a nice strong drive that just went in and out as well. And then Luke, you know, really strong first half for Luke with 6 points and 4 rebounds. But then he got into foul trouble. And that was the difference right there. Christian Furman and Luke Bamboye were much better in the A-10 tournament than they were today.
No question. VCU flies back last night, now watches the rest of the tournament. A-10's out of tournament representation. Setting Odom aside, setting the seniors aside, I think one of the big offseason topics is going to be how does VCU better position itself to be in these opportunities in the future, because I don't think the A-10's giving it to them right now.
Well, yeah, and that means the question is, how does the A-10 do better job of giving their flagship program, the VCU Rams, more opportunities? How do they, you know, make sure that the bottom half of the league is more respectable in out-of-conference play? We talked about it on my show. Fordham fires Keith Ergo. There's going to be a new coach there. We never know. George Mason I mean, Tony's going to have this incredible season. Now there's talk that he could be on the move. I think he's going to end up signing an extension, but you just don't know.
I hope so. The one and done's are insane to me. I mean, two and done's the norm now, but one and done is, I just don't understand how you can, you know, operate in a world where everybody's changing. It's hard enough to change every 2 years. If these guys have to change again this year, it is hard on the program to change, and every coaching hire is an opportunity to miss, as Mason will tell you.
Yeah, I said this last season. I'm going to say this again right now. The best thing VCU has going for them in the coaching search or transfer portal or anything basketball related is the Basketball Development Center is better than anybody in the A-10 has. Yeah. It's better than a lot of teams on the East Coast have as well. So when you show that off, it's like the Taj Mahal. Come on down. You want to play for VCU? Look what we've got where you can practice in every day.
I think as we go to revenue sharing, too, you look at Kevin Willard at Maryland, who's making noises that he's out the door to Villanova. He does a big press conference yesterday. He talks about how the money's all going to football. He's not being properly prioritized. It's not a problem here. It's not a problem here because there is no football team. We saw ODU lose basketball over football. UMass leave in the A-10, going to lose Frank Martin over football. I think that's something VCU has going for it as well. All the resources, all the energy can be funneled into this flagship program.
Yeah, and they've got a great home environment. You know, it's going to be sold out next season. We know that, especially when we get to conference play. I just wonder what VCU can do in the out-of-conference to get them more opportunities to go up against a BYU. You know, I don't know if they were prepared fully for that. The best team they played this year was New Mexico before BYU. And, you know, you look at BYU, who they've beaten this year. I mean, they blew out Kansas. They've had some very good wins this year. They had so many more opportunities to be tested than VCU did. And, you know, I'm kind of watching this game and I'm wondering, is the Atlantic 10 just that bad? Because VCU won it by three games, yeah. Went to D.C. and won it. It wasn't easy, but won it without giving up the lead for most of all three games there. And then you come here to Denver and BYU, you know, didn't light you up, but at times...
Solid, fundamental basketball. They were boxing out. They were doing the right things. They were in the right positions all game long.
They got downhill, too. I mean, that was the difference. They got downhill, and VCU was forced to foul in that position. It felt like everything that we had is the game plan for VCU to avoid, defending without fouling. They couldn't do that.
The losses sting. The end of the season always stings for 67 of the 68 teams. To be back on a tourney run, to have the A-10 run we had, was a blast. I know I had fun doing it alongside you, Zach, the whole crew here, you know, with Stubb and Hazel holding it down back there, Megan holding it down today. You look back on this and you say, man, this was a needed step forward for this VCU team to get back to winning the A-10, get back to the NCAA tournament. Makes me feel good hopping into an offseason of uncertainty.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's a complete success of a season. There are 350 schools in college basketball, and 68 make it into this field, into this bracket. 64 actually playing the real damn thing, get to dance. And so VCU is one of the top 64 teams
in the
country.
That's right, North Carolina.
That's something that they should absolutely be proud of. And it was this is also something that we should be mentioning is not very often in college basketball do you see this team that's picked to win preseason actually fulfill their dreams, right? And accomplish the goal that they set out to accomplish. And so that's one thing where I think Ram Nation should be absolutely proud of is preseason predicted to win the A-10. Damn right they did.
That's good. Any other closing thoughts here as we wrap up the segment?
I mean, just really disappointed with the defensive effort. Really the defensive effort. I thought they were going to force BYU into more turnovers. There was a moment in the second half where they got into BYU's head, it felt like, there and created a little bit of chaos, but then missed the big shot that would have put them over the hump. So, the difference in this game, I thought it came down to BYU's bench. 26 bench points. VCU's at 27, but 23 of that was Zeb Jackson. So outside of Zeb, you just didn't get enough from your second unit.
Man, Zeb wanted it so bad. You certainly felt that today. We'll see you Monday at Capitol Ale House down in Innsbruck, and see you Tuesday in studio. And we'll still have some basketball to talk about. We'll set the slate for today's action. We'll send you off to Westwood 1, national coverage of the NCAA tournament. When we return, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.